Hi, I'm Raj Mago. I'm a psychiatrist based in Philadelphia, and this podcast is part of my series called Simple and Practical. What if you could learn something that was clinically useful every day without taking up any extra time? See, because we're all very busy. This podcast is part of a series that in just a few minutes will give you brief, important, and practical, that's most important, practical information about mental health care. So the point is that you can listen to these podcasts at any time, while driving, getting dressed, and so on. I waste a lot of time driving, so I find podcasts very helpful. A cautionary word, these podcasts are provided for educational purposes only, and of course each clinician must use his or her own judgment in treating individual patients. Now, in the next few podcasts, I'm going to give you the 14 most important facts that I think you should know before you prescribe vilazodone. But before we go into these questions and their answers, let's ask ourselves, why should we even bother to learn about vilazodone? Maybe that was the question that occurred to you. Do I really care about vilazodone? Now, vilazodone is an antidepressant that was approved by the FDA for major depressive disorder in 2011. And I'm recording this in February of 2014. So vilazodone is not really that new anymore. But I've been talking to some colleagues recently in different places, and I found out that a lot of people know almost nothing about this drug, so I decided to do a podcast about it. So there are two reasons, I think, why you should learn about vilazodone at least a little bit. Firstly, do you have some patients who, with whom you've tried different antidepressants and you need to try a new antidepressant? You've kind of run out of choices, or at least reasonable choices. So it's generally good for psychiatrists to have many options of antidepressants, because for different patients, you need to try different antidepressants. We know that vilazodone does not have like a revolutionary new mechanism of action. I mean, it still works on the monoaminergic system, but there are some differences, and it's always good to have some choices. See, this is similar to if we say that, well, we should just have one SSRI. You wouldn't agree with that, right? Some patients might fail one SSRI, but they might respond to another, or they might fail two and you want to try a third, and so on. So it's good to have choices, because these drugs are different. It's not true that if you fail fluoxetine, then you cannot respond to escitalopram, just because both are SSRIs, right? They are chemically different, and patients respond, you know, God knows why, they respond to one medication but not to another. The second reason why I think you should know a little bit about vilazodone is because the patient might come in on it. You might not be the one prescribing it. The patient may come in and they are already on vilazodone, or the patient may come in and ask about vilazodone because they heard about it or they found it on the internet. Now, given that we are psychiatrists, I would feel very embarrassed if the patient asked about vilazodone or was on vilazodone and I did not know enough about it. I didn't know enough to adjust the dose. I didn't know enough to manage the drug interactions or the food and drug interactions and so on. So that's another reason why you would like to know about vilazodone, even if you prescribe it rarely or not at all. So the first question we are going to answer today is, what is the mechanism of action of vilazodone? What is the mechanism of action? Forest Laboratories is marketing vilazodone under the brand name Vibrid, V-I-I, B for boy, R-Y-D, Vibrid. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I think that the reason they call it Vibrid is because of the drug's mechanism of action is a hybrid. Vibrid, hybrid, get it? Very funny. So vilazodone has a dual mechanism of action. It inhibits the reuptake of serotonin, and it's also a partial agonist at serotonin 1A receptors. Right? Inhibits reuptake of serotonin and a partial agonist at serotonin 1A receptors. The serotonin reuptake inhibition is like an SSRI. And there is another drug that we know, which is a partial agonist at 5-HT1A receptors. Which one is that? Can you try to think? Which drug that we already use sometimes is a partial agonist at serotonin 1A receptors? Okay, the answer to that is buspirone or buspar. So we can remember as a mnemonic that vilazodone's mechanism of action is that it's an SSRI plus buspirone. But you should keep in mind that this is only a mnemonic. Actually, the brain is very complex, and you know we should these simplistic ways don't work. That is the mechanism of action. I'm going to stop at this point, and we'll continue talking about vilazodone and ask ourselves the remaining 13 questions in subsequent podcasts. Thank you guys for listening.